This episode of Pat Trek is brought to you by Cards Against Humanity. They asked us not to read an ad. Enjoy the show. And I'd like to thank the Chicago Podcast Co-op for hooking us up with that sweet, sweet sponsor. The Chicago Podcast Co-op is a collective of truly amazing podcasts, all from the city of Chicago. Go to chicagopodcastcoop.com for more info.
The late 80s. The final frontier. These are the voyages of the podcast Pat Trek. My continuing mission, to introduce my friend Patrick to the best show that ever ran on television. And to boldly go where millions of white guys with glasses have gone before.
Hey, Pat here, and you are about to listen to part one of a very special bonus three-part series from Pat Trek. As you know, my goal is to get Patrick Winneger to love Star Trek as much as I do. And in order to do this, I'm introducing him to all things Star Trek. I've also mentioned on the podcast that I love tabletop role-playing games. Well, guess what? A Star Trek role-playing game is in development right now, and it's called Star Trek Adventures. And I signed up for the alpha test of the game. So, this is us playing it together with some of our closest Star Trek friends, and a whole bunch of sound effects I found on TrekCore.com because I just couldn't help myself. So, a couple of things to note before we get started. I have never played this game before, so we make a couple of mistakes with the rules at the beginning, specifically the momentum mechanic. I forgot to tell players the difficulty level, so they couldn't build up momentum. It's a super cool mechanic, and it took us about a half hour to start playing it correctly. Second, this adventure came with the alpha rules. I had to edit it a little due to, you know, my mistakes or players doing whatever they want, but it's basically mainly there. And third, I'm going to drop these bonus episodes pretty close together because it's not really our normal programming, and editing takes a long time. So this was sort of how I spent the last few days of my Christmas break. I'll drop bonus two tomorrow, and then the final one hopefully on Monday the 2nd. But if I am too hungover due to my New Year's plans, or maybe I just want to keep you in suspense a little longer, it might be a day or two after that. Okay, one last thing. I'm the producer of several role-playing podcasts that are out there. And if you want to see us make this game its own show, let me know on Twitter at PatLikesToTweet, because I loved it, and I love Star Trek. Okay, I think that's it. Enjoy!
Hello, and welcome to Pat Trek. Normally, this is the show where my friend Pat O'Rourke introduces me, Patrick Winneger, to Star Trek The Next Generation, a show that I've never seen.
And I have seen a ton of times, but we're doing something a little bit different this time.
A little different.
A little bit.
We are playing Star Trek Adventures.
Dude, I am so excited for this game to officially come out. It comes out next summer, I believe.
Oh.
Yeah,
I didn't know anything about this.
Yeah.
You just told me that we were doing this.
I've been on the hunt for a Star Trek role-playing game for years. And one came out, I think, in the early 2000s, but it's horribly panned by critics. And it's hard to get your hands on. It's like $100 for the book now. And I'm like, I'm not paying $100 for a bad game.
Well,
but now they're coming out with a new one.
Yeah, I'm pretty pumped.
And we got our hands on an alpha test of it.
Yeah.
So this is really
super top secret stuff.
Yeah.
Y'all are listening to here right now.
And that's why we're podcasting about it.
And we got some friends
here
to play it with us.
I would say some best of Pat Trek guests have come to play.
Everyone here has been on the show.
Oh, wow, Patrick.
That's what I can say about them.
All right. Well, let's start by introducing everybody. Chris?
Hello.
How you doing, man?
I'm great. Chris Geiger.
Oh, should I say people's full names?
I guess. Mm. I don't know. I feel like
It's your podcast.
It's in the show notes if I don't say it, listener.
Yeah. I just go by C now.
C.
Yeah, you don't give me the full name at all.
As I love to introduce you as the internet bad boy.
Internet bad boy, but real life good boy.
Yeah, I leave off that second half.
Yeah, this is in his rider. He won't come on the show unless we say that.
Yeah, you have to introduce me as Chris Geiger, internet bad boy / real life good boy.
So who are you playing in this game, Chris?
Thank you for asking. I am Hanor Toma. I'm a Trill. I assume science and medicine officer. I do no harm. I have the wisdom of many lives, and I'm careful and circumspect.
Yes. Not what you said earlier.
Yes.
Well, you might be. Well, you might That's be, yeah. up to you.
I mean,
you're not wearing tight enough pants for us to tell.
Now, all right, for the benefit of me and anyone else that may not be familiar with Deep Space Nine, yes. What is a Trill again?
So a Trill is a parasite that goes from person to person after so many years and contains all the memories
of
every...
It's not a parasite. It's a symbiote.
Symbiote.
Oh,
whatever.
Okay.
They live together.
It's like a remora.
Yeah.
Or Carnage.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
I know like what Carnage
is. It's like the black suit from Spider-Man.
Yeah. All right. Venom.
Yeah.
I think it's worth noting that they always jump into the hottest people they
yes,
can find.
Yes, so I'm yeah. super hot.
Well, you have Logan. A choice, right?
Yeah, I'm a super hot dude named Hanor. I'm careful and circumcised. I mean, circumcised.
Circumspect. Already there.
They carry the memories from people from before. Yeah, so I have like a bunch of brains.
Damn,
excellent! Yeah. And coming back to the podcast for a third time, it's Lindsay. Hey,
it's me.
Hey, welcome back.
Thank you for having me back.
Oh, I'd love to.
This is my first tabletop RPG game, so I'm a little nervous.
Oh, don't be nervous. It's fun.
No, yeah, okay. Yeah. Can't fuck this up.
No.
Great.
You can.
Nothing bad's ever started.
You can.
With that
yeah. Never.
Don't be
Never.
Nervous. It's yeah. fun.
We will all.
Fun.
says all the men around the table.
Right.
Oh no.
Yeah.
We will all fuck up.
Those creepy fucking leering boys.
Well, when you put it that way, that is really scary.
Thanks for getting us on the right foot by saying circumcised seven times.
Yeah. I said half of the word once.
Look, if he wouldn't have said it, the audience would have been thinking it. Yeah. It's fine. He's just giving the people what they want.
Yep.
He just started with a tip.
All right, so Lindsay, who are you playing?
Jesus Christ.
God damn it.
Editing that out.
Today I am playing a Vulcan named Tevel. And so in the great legacy of Vulcans that have come before me, I'm very scientific, very well-reasoned, very non-emotional, but very well-learned in emotions to help reason with other people. Mm-hmm. I am proficient in the sweet, sweet practice of mind melding. Mm-hmm. And also, I have a very wicked Vulcan nerve pinch.
Nice.
Look forward to it.
Yeah. I can't wait for you just to nerve pinch everybody.
Patrick, you're familiar with a nerve pinch, right?
Yeah, that's an original series thing, right? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's when they grab their shoulder and they make people pass out.
Yep. Well, it's not. If when you boil it down to that, it sounds like just not very nuanced.
Oh. Well, I mean, that's just what it looks like to me, right?
Okay, got it.
There's more to it?
Yeah, Patrick. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I haven't seen the show.
Jeez.
Noob. All right.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, see, now you're on board. See, you're on board with the role playing now, and you can call him a noob.
Steve Kropa, welcome
yes.
back, man.
Thank you. Great to be back.
Yeah.
I'm playing a character.
We're just gonna go right into.
Yeah, I will go right into. Yeah. I don't know.
Well,
what
you're a seasoned role player.
I mean, and as much as anyone can be.
Yes. Yeah.
Without having his own game to play at home.
Right.
Yeah.
But you are on campaign quite a bit.
Yes.
A much better known podcast than Pat Trek.
That's true. I do what I can.
Yes.
I'm bringing you guys.
And I think, have we been on One Shot together yet?
You and I?
Yeah. Have we ever played together?
No.
I think we have, right?
When?
Oh, wait, no.
Nope.
No, I thought you were on One Last Job.
No, I was
okay.
Great podcasting, guys. Us trying to remember.
Remember other podcasts from 2 years ago.
This honestly feels like a bunch of college kids sitting around a party trying to figure out if they've slept together before. But like in a way, nerdier way.
But I'm not Eskimo podcast brothers with that.
So who are you playing?
I'm playing Yolin. He's a Denoblin, which are the people that kind of puffer face people face, and they got long tongues and stuff. Just things to keep in mind as I play.
Four.
That's Neelix's. Yeah.
This will
right?
come up.
Yes.
That's Neelix, right?
No!
No.
There's no Neelix at my table.
But, I mean, is that a Neelix?
Who,
that
I don't Neelix? Understand what the deal is with Neelix.
Dude,
you've
Neelix,
been like
okay.
complaining
need...
about this on Twitter.
Ruined Voyager.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've heard a lot of things ruined Voyager.
That's very true.
From what I've heard.
Yeah. That's very
I haven't
fair.
Seen it.
That's very fair.
I just look at Voyager as a spinoff of Quantum Leap.
No, that's Enterprise.
No, yeah. I'm not. I know. I'm going another level there.
We could get into that on a future episode of Patrick. Yeah.
I am probably the driver, pilot of the ship.
Yeah, the pilot, yep.
The driver. The driver.
No, I'm the driver of the ship.
No, often in Star Trek, it's a tandem activity, driving.
Right.
Sure.
But you're in charge of it.
I think I'm just the sole one behind the wheel.
Got it.
He's the Wesley.
Yeah.
But much handsomer.
Yeah. The white with the puffer face.
Only when I get perturbed.
Thank you for saying perturbed.
You get upset, your face swells.
Yeah.
All right. And then, Patrick, who are you playing?
I am playing Thiarranist Jaroth, a Andorian, which I had to look up because they have not appeared in Next Generation yet.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
They are blue-skinned people with white hair, and they have antennas.
Yeah.
That's pretty much all I know about them.
Yeah, they're an original series.
They're original series thing? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I will look it up on Wikipedia as I'm playing the game.
Good fun fact, they're one of the original species to form the Federation.
I saw that. Yeah. So it was them and the craggy face and the Vulcans. So yeah, it's one of those guys. And the values, which are attributes that come up in the game, of this guy are lead by example, fortune favors the bold, and rash and reckless.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming some kind of like officer type guy who is a brash asshole, sort of.
You're a blue-skinned Yolo Kirk.
Yolo Kirk. All right, I like that.
Yolo Kirk.
Sounds good to me. So yeah, that's what I'll be doing.
All right, that's great. So a little bit about your backstory. You guys recently graduated from Starfleet Academy.
As we go on, we remember all the times we...
We're not gonna.
So as you're singing that song together, you are sitting in a shuttlecraft on your way to the Narandra stations. Just you guys hanging out, traveling. Right.
Okay.
I don't know anything about like Andorian musical instruments or something.
Sure.
But I am being a brash asshole that just graduated from something. I'm practicing on an instrument and fucking up Time of Your Life over and over. Just like the intro. Okay. I'm going to get it, y'all.
Opening diddle.
God damn it.
On a traditional Andorian
instrument. It's like a harp or something. They all love harps, right?
So that means I'm probably sitting there quietly to myself, suppressing my annoyance in a deep-seated way.
Mm-hmm. Wait, hold on.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait, hold on. All right, I'm going to get it. Wait, hold on.
I'm running my hand across the wall of the interior of the ship because I don't get to fly the ship, but damn it, I'm going to know this ship.
You do know the name of this ship is the Einstein.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, the Einstein. Okay. I assume that I'm trying to commune with my many voices in my Trill ancestry to try to figure out what song it is you're playing. And it's not coming up.
It's probably because I'm messing it up so bad.
Yeah. You know, I don't know if I've ever heard this song before.
Oh, it's classical music. It's a traditional graduation song.
Oh. Interesting.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's an old Earth traditional graduation song.
I see.
They used to play it on what they called slideshows.
Wow.
At graduations, at Catholic youth camps. At pretty much any gathering where adolescents were and were about to go on to something else.
I believe you mean PowerPoint presentation?
Yes, that's what it was.
I didn't know.
I'm not into archaeology, so
see.
Sorry.
The PowerPoint presentation. Was that a 21st, 22nd century?
I think like 23rd. I'm not really sure. I was never very
good
at it.
Was it before?
There's 8 rivets in the wall.
Was it before or after the eugenics war? I do not remember.
You know, this sounds like something that would have happened after it.
Okay.
I hate to clarify this for you, but it actually happened before.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
Do you really hate to clarify that?
No, I don't hate anything.
Oh, the console's beeping.
I'll find it.
Find the console.
It goes over the sconces of the ship. I hit the button.
Help! Help us!
Who
we
is,
need your help!
Who?
We do!
We need
the science officers! They're all... Help us, please!
Wait, what are your coordinates?
Here! The coordinates for a planet come up on screen. Help us, please!
Could you be more specific about where are you in danger? What are you in danger from?
I don't, the science team, oh man, they're all...
Signal goes out.
I look at the console and look at the where the planet is. Is it close by?
Yes, you can get there in the Einstein.
The planet seems to be close by. It is a distress signal that we can respond to.
Now we're officially in Starfleet. This is our first mission. It's very exciting. We should... I mean, we're going to do it, right?
Well, I'd like to point out that we should probably notify Starfleet that we're going to be going on this mission.
Yes, I'd agree.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Protocol. Handle the paperwork first. Sure. Well, I mean, let's just go ahead and set the course. Let's go.
I'm here to chew bubblegum and fly a ship, and I'm all out of bubblegum.
Oh, yeah. See, that's another classic ancient form of entertainment called They wow. Live.
Yes.
Yes.
Wait, I found some bubblegum, but I'm still going to fly the ship.
I'm very honored to be in the presence of so many Earth historians from races that are not Earthlings.
Sorry, it's just a hobby of mine. Yes, it was a very popular entertainer called Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Right. I would like to know more, but it seems like their message was quite urgent.
I'm sorry. Let's get back to the task at hand. You're absolutely correct. Let's go ahead and set a course.
Well, I'll leave that to our man who seems aroused.
Yolan, Yolan, your face is quite swollen.
Quark, what do you mean? Hold on. Okay.
Tavel, would you like to notify Starfleet of our actions?
Yes, I will go ahead and alert communications right now.
Okay.
Do we have to get rid of the person who's flying? Am I flying in the ship now?
You guys are the only ones on the ship.
Oh, okay.
This is your shuttlecraft on the way to the station.
We were getting, escorted over. Yeah.
No, this is just your ship.
Great.
Yeah.
We had an emergency, like one of those emergency medical programs flying it, but it was actually like a pilot.
Okay. Well, they put it on autopilot all the time.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Great.
So you call Starfleet.
So I go ahead and call Starfleet.
Hello?
Hello, Starfleet Command.
Yes?
This is Tavel.
Who?
This is, what are we?
Ensigns.
Ensigns. Yeah. This is Ensign Tavel calling from Narandra Base. We've received a distress signal, sir, and we need to go help a planet that's in distress.
Yeah, that's kind of your job.
Oh.
Why are you calling me? Just do your job,
I told them that we should just set a course.
All right, well, guess that's what we're going to do.
See you later.
Did you tell them that I said that we should just go to the planet? Because I said that.
Well, congratulations.
I just want to be clear.
Everybody buckle up.
All right, you get in, you start driving?
I'm going to start driving.
All right, do it.
Wow.
What warp speed?
Shoalcrest can't go warp speed.
Oh, that's right.
They can only go...
Sublight,
yep.
Yeah. This is going to take forever.
Yeah.
Unless it's a runabout.
No.
Runabouts can't.
No, it's the Einstein.
No, they can't. Runabouts can't. They can't.
From the Samaritan snare.
Since I'm the sole pilot, I have customized my board. I have one of those fuzzy wheel covers for your steering wheel.
Okay.
Do they have steering wheels in the
No,
shuttles?
But like I've added one. I carry one around just so I can, it feels like.
Like people have a custom steering wheel, they just attach to it.
Right.
Okay, right. Cool.
It has no functionality, but I like to do it.
It's kind of like a Fury Road thing.
Very
just,
much, all yes.
Right. Right, it's a fake, you know, like in ships where they have a fake.
Oh, yeah.
Bow
the helm.
The helm, yeah. Right.
Yolan, can I ask you, what do these fuzzy dye do attach to this dashboard?
Just makes it look like a sweet ride.
I see.
Your face is puffing up again. What's,
The gas face is gonna puffing, go somewhere. Your face puffing up sounds very much like human flatulence.
That's going down.
Oh, I see.
The ship starts to shake.
I'm going to look at the console. Are we approaching the planet?
It's still a bit away. You know you'll be there in about, 15 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Boom! The ship takes a big shift.
Wah! I'm going to tumble over.
We all react.
Boom! It takes another big hit.
I tumble over.
Do we have engineering on this ship?
I'm an engineer.
You have your friends and your skills.
Yeah, it's just a small room.
Okay.
I'm going to look at...
Once again!
I'm going to try to get to the... Not the view screen, but like the...
Front console?
Yeah, the the windshield.
The window?
Okay, yeah.
To see what is...
So you turn it on so you can see out into space.
Right, yeah.
It's a huge ion storm that you've flown right into the middle of.
Yolan!
Yeah?
Ensign Yolan!
Uh-huh.
Did you not see this?
I didn't
also,
have
why was the view screen not turned on while you're piloting?
Because I know this ship, guys. I know what to do.
Well, now you've flown us right into an ion storm.
And I'll get us out of the ion storm.
We need to pull up coordinates so we can get around this ion.
Boom! I'm going to...
hold on to that.
Wait, Lindsay wants to pull up coordinates to see if she can find a way out. So this is a roll.
Great.
Oh, shit, now what do I do?
So role play it for me. What are you doing?
So I'm pulling up the viewer screen and mapping out the coordinates of space to see where we can go from here, if there's any way out of this storm.
All right, cool. So you're going to roll your two d20s.
Okay.
I think that is probably reason, and then you get to pick a skill or focus, probably reason and science?
Probably reason and science, yeah.
Whichever one rolls under counts as a success, so you can get one or two successes on this, or zero.
Under 11 or 5.
You add them together.
Oh.
Under 16.
I have a 5 and a 3. That's good, right?
Yeah, those are great. All right, so you see a clearing and an opening and know that that's where you guys got ahead.
Everyone, these are the coordinates. I'm going to say some random numbers now. 248.8,000,012.
Perfect.
No need to write them down. I got it.
All right, let's roll your flying skills to see if you can hit it.
Probably control and con.
Mm-hmm. With navigation added for two?
Yeah,
absolutely. So add those.
Doing it.
Yeah,
absolutely. I get under 17.
It's worth mentioning for the podcast that everything is broken up into attributes and skills and focuses.
Hey,
15.
I was under 17,
yeah,
but
by
I still.
The
but
skinny
both,
of teeth.
Both
two successes.
Yeah, two successes.
Great. So you're gunning right into that, those coordinates, going real smooth. Then suddenly, the back engine goes out.
Shit.
I'm going to...
That wasn't me.
But you're making it. I mean, you're making it out of there.
Yeah.
Everybody's safe. It's the most smooth ride out of there, but you're having problems with the ship.
Do we still have power in the ship? Or
yeah, it's like
power?
It's doing that strobe light thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Are any of the consoles still lit? Or
they're going in and out.
Okay. I'm going to go to like one of the back consoles.
Quick,
and,
someone add a beep.
I'm going to try to determine if this is a power fluctuation or if this is like we're actually losing power.
Okay.
So I'm going to do a science. No, I'll do an engineering and reason check, I guess.
Okay.
So that's a 14. Okay, so two successes.
The ship is breaking.
Okay.
So it is a power failure. Something has gone wrong with the Einstein.
Is that bad? That's bad, right?
I'm going to turn to the rest of...
The thing is, you've got life support for now, but a limited amount. And you can make a course because of what you guys have done. You see the planet. You could aim right for the planet and try to crash land into it.
Do we have a life vessel on this ship to get us off?
We are the
shuttle, right?
Sometimes there's like a little vessel.
Like a little pot?
There's like emergency teleporters.
Yeah.
I'm going to turn to the rest of...
I don't believe there is one on the Einstein... I mean, we could say there is, and you could teleport to the surface of the planet.
And watch our ship crash? Not likely.
I'm going to turn to the rest of them and say that we're losing power fast, and we need to set the ship down, or else we're all going to perish.
How far are we from the planet?
Pretty close. It's within range of the ship and your life support.
Pretty close. It's within range of the ship and life support.
Let's land it.
Look, I do two things. I fly the ship, and I know the ship. There's nothing in there about landing this ship.
Well, do you know if this ship could land on
Yes,
this
that's
planet?
Fine. I can do that. I can do that.
So you're barreling to the planet, going at faster speeds, break the atmosphere. Flames start going all around the outside of the ship. You see in front of you...
painted on the side of our...
I forgot to ask. We can land these things in an atmosphere, right? That is a thing a shuttle can do.
Yes. You should know that from your many years in Starfleet Academy, sir.
Yeah, I just couldn't remember.
Oh, okay.
Did you pay attention during...
Shuttling
wasn't one of my electives.
Look, he doesn't know that, but do you know what happened between Ross and Rachel?
I do not pay attention to 22nd century...
The surface is getting closer and closer.
I asked about 22nd... I know that you both are...
She goes to the airport to meet him.
I know that you're both anthropologists about human society and culture.
Okay, but she goes to the airport to meet
him. I hate to break this up, sirs, but we are getting closer to the planet.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no. Is it the left Leangi?
And closer. And closer.
Roll the land. I believe that we should maybe land the ship.
That's a little Rachel trip. Right there, case.
All right, let's roll to see how well you land it.
What am I rolling?
Control and con.
Probably the same thing.
Same thing.
Great. Yeah.
And I'll do shuttlecraft.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great. Pass. Two successes.
Cool. You land it perfectly on the surface. Everyone's like, is this thing broken? It seems great with how well it was piloted.
Wow.
Is this thing broken? It seems great with how well it was piloted.
I am actually stunned. I turn to you after we've landed safely and very gently. I'm sorry. I appear to have been misguided in being angry at you previously when you flew us into that iron storm.
It's okay. Just don't touch me. I'm not comfortable with that with anybody I'm not intimate with.
I wasn't planning on touching
That's
you.
That's fine. Just nobody touch me okay. unless we've been intimate. That's a real thing that this race does not like.
It seems like a very bold proclamation.
Don't touch me.
Just don't touch him.
Unless you have been intimate
before. And how do we get to be intimate? I don't know if you haven't touched me.
Have you ever been intimate with anyone
before? I am yes.
Polyamorous. Oh. If it makes you feel any safer, I am also pretty polyamorous.
Right, but within yourself. Sure. I mean, as anyone is, yes. everyone's a branch on a tree.
It's a very important physical discussion.
Tavel, with your Vulcan ears, you hear what sounds like a rock hit the side of the shuttle.
What was that?
It sounded like a rock that hit the side of the shuttle.
You could hear it too.
I'm going to look towards the back hatch of the shuttle and pull my phaser.
Okay. I follow you. Phaser also drawn.
Yeah, I will do the same.
I'll stay in the seat.
And then I'm also going to do the thing where in my left hand I pull out my tricorder.
Yeah.
You know, and
wait,
I'm
what
going
is a tricorder?
To...
I'm sorry, I'm a science officer. I have the tricorder.
We both have tricorders for both science. And I'm going to actually I'm going to pocket the tricorder. I'm going to use the onboard sensors on the ship to check the atmosphere to see if this is a planet that we can actually
oh, yeah,
walk
we probably
out
should have
onto
done
this.
That. I mean, we got a distress call.
Yeah. But I'm going to see if it's breathable atmosphere.
It is. It's a Class M planet.
What's great. Class M? Like Earth?
Earth-like.
Okay.
Oh, well, great.
One less than L.
Can I also do a scan to see
Thanks.
If the people who sent the distress call are near us or on the planet?
Yes, you can.
I'm going to do that.
Okay. And they are.
It appears that the people who sent the distress call are within the vicinity of us. Is it safe for us to go outside?
Good job, Yeoman.
No problem.
I need close to our mission.
Three things now. Fly the ship, know the ship, and land the ship.
Nice. But what about the bubblegum?
I'm chewing bubblegum right now.
Oh, got it.
Constantly. Yeah. You used our last bit of energy on the shuttle to replicate some bubblegum,
mm-hmm.
I noticed.
Hubba bubba.
Yeah.
Got a little comic inside.
I looked to our Andorian ensign.
Mm-hmm. What's up?
It seems more like your wheelhouse of going out here and knowing what and encountering.
Yeah, let's just go.
Okay.
I'll just take my phaser and just start walking out towards where the...
Okay, so you just like open the door and walk out?
Yeah.
Great.
Rash and reckless, dude.
Great.
It's one of my values.
Did you kick open the doors?
Oh, of course I kick open the
door. Don't kick my door!
And I roll. I will roll out for no reason.
Okay.
Like a Zap Brannigan.
Yeah.
Sort of flop.
You roll out of the shuttle. Right in front of you, you see Neanderthal, basically. Like, you don't know how else to interpret what this person looks like. Yeah, a cave person. And he has rocks in one hand and a club in the other. As you scan, you see that there's two others who both have rocks and clubs. And then there's a third who has a phaser, and it's pointed right at you.
Mm. I'm going to not roll out. I'm going to walk normally out of the
okay.
shuttle and look at this scene. Are they dressed like cavemen? Do they have like loincloths or like furs?
So they are wearing ragged remains of what would be Federation uniforms, specifically from the science team.
Interesting.
Like, so they're blue.
I'm going to check on that door that was kicked.
Very concerned.
Concerned about the
Yeah.
So you go and hang out by the door?
Yes, and I can use it as a block if I want to come around.
Great.
We're waiting in the wings.
Okay, cool.
Literally.
Yay.
The purpose of this, too, within the game itself, is for us all to learn combat.
Okay.
Oh, great.
And you're going to have to blast your way out of it.
Have they been doing bath salts?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Got it.
They
we landed in Florida.
Look at these. They're wearing torn up Starfleet uniforms.
They're all orange
and Mickey
and
Mouse
blue.
Ears.
And Mickey Mouse ears.
So in order to hit the guy with the phaser... I would have to spend a threat or determination.
A determination.
Right? A determination. Or you can use a threat, which is basically gives me an extra point.
Oh.
And this is, for
I
the listener, this right. is a very hard task for him to hit the phaser. It's a challenge difficulty level of 3. Something right. I'll start saying now out loud.
Yes.
Because I didn't realize we were supposed to.
Yep.
So a challenge level difficulty of 3, which if you only have 2 die, is impossible. So he's got to figure out a way to get up to 3 die.
Right. So okay. You can either spend a determination to get an extra die to roll, you can give him a threat to add a die, or you can deal with the dude in front of you.
Well, I've got... So when I roll, what do I have to hit?
So you have to add...
Control?
No, I mapped it. Bravery plus security for melee.
Right.
For the phaser, it's control plus security.
Yep.
Okay. And the 6 CD for my phaser, that doesn't...
So that means you get to roll 6 combat die, which is 6 D6s, and that's the amount of stress you can cause to this guy.
Gotcha. Right. Okay.
So if you do hit him...
You'll probably knock him out.
Yeah, he's not... These aren't, you know, powerful warriors or anything.
I guess probably the only thing I can do is take out the guy right in front of me, right?
Yeah, I would say that's probably...
Yeah,
based on my loose understanding of the rules. So I, too, then would roll against his...
Bravery and security. You would both roll bravery
and security. I would roll bravery and security.
And whoever has more momentum in this battle wins it. So
right.
Okay.
I had 2 successes.
I have 2 successes as well.
Okay, and the NPC, the victory goes to the NPC.
Yeah, it does.
Ah, shit.
Does. So basically he jumps to the side and then hits you with his club,
which
was 3 DC. Yeah. What's your soak?
My what?
You should have soak.
We don't have soak, actually.
Oh.
Because none of us are wearing, like, armor.
Anything, so. Well, you have no soak then.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Prepare to get stressed.
He's knocked out.
You got knocked out. listeners, it just did 12 stress to him. So if we're doing this
9,
right.
10, 11, 12. No, I have 1 stress.
No, he's
left.
Got 1 left.
You got 1 left?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
Groggy.
Oh, man. But he nailed you pretty hard. Yeah. Okay, you're out.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Actually, now it's one of their turns.
It's
whoever you want to activate.
Well, I think these two guys would come running up. Theranist is now basically surrounded while he's still standing here with the phaser. He doesn't quite know how to use it. It looks like he recently discovered it, so he's looking at it. But he's got it like
so
in his
rise
hand.
Rise of Planet of the Apes as opposed to Dawn of Planet of the Apes.
All right. Would you like to go? No, actually, I think it's Chris's turn. Okay. He's out. He's seeing this.
Yeah. So I see you just get thwacked in the head with
a
club.
I got hit with a club, man.
Thwacked. And I channeled the wisdom of my many lives to remember some taekwondo and just like spin kick the dude that just hit you.
Okay, go for it.
Oh no. It's bravery and security.
Yes.
So I only had 1 success.
I had 2 failures.
2 failures? Hey. Oh great, I win.
Yeah, you did.
Okay.
So you get to do
2 CD.
2 CD.
I'm not very strong. But I have knockdown. So I did 5.
5, okay.
And it's my unarmed strike has a knockdown effect.
Oh, cool.
So I knock him over.
Oh, damn. Right.
So I just like, just start, wah! Yeah! Jump and
is
spin
that how
kick
it was?
Him in the face.
What do you do?
So,
wah!
So Lindsay, you're up. No, you're not.
You are.
I get to pick one of them. The guy who hit Patrick with the club is going for it again.
I knocked him over.
Oh, yeah. So the guy next to him
Thank
is going
you.
For it again. Yeah. They're still trying to get at Patrick, though.
Oh, shit.
You're so brazen.
Well, I came out looking like
you need
that.
To roll, too, man.
All right. What do I roll?
Bravery. Bravery and...
bravery and security.
Bravery and security. Okay. Mm-hmm. I
had 1 success.
I have 2 successes.
All right.
So did I break your club or something? Or?
Yeah. No, you get to roll whatever your melee...
I'm still fighting back?
Yeah.
You're not hurt yet.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got 1 point left.
So
why
I need
are you so
your
surprised?
Unarmed strike?
Because I'm down to 1. I thought I just got laid out.
Well, you got nailed with a club.
But I'm still okay.
But you're still here.
So you have an unarmed strike.
Yeah.
And you'll see that there's a
melee. It says 4 CD.
4 CD.
4 CD.
Wow, that's nice. So you
knock down and non-lethal.
Great. So you do these 4 D6s.
Jesus.
You're strong, man.
Okay. So
add that up.
What does size 1 mean?
19.
That's the size of the thing. We'll come into play later.
Okay.
Yeah, if you're fighting something bigger.
It is. But they all have like a rating system for like how heavy it would be to bring places and stuff.
Gotcha.
Okay, what did you just
19.
Do? 19. Wow. Oh, my God. He's knocked out cold.
You just do, like, a palm strike to the face.
Oh, yeah. Did I kill a guy?
He's knocked out. He's laying there.
It's that sweet Andorian strength.
Right. Yeah, Jesus.
All right, Lindsay.
Okay, so recap for me who's on the ground. So one guy's knocked
This guy's on the ground. This guy's staying in here. And then this guy's playing with the phaser.
Okay. So Yolen and I are still in the ship.
You're hearing this all go down.
We're watching from the side range.
Yeah,
the door's so gonna be okay.
You just saw him get bashed by.
Yeah, you see the one standing there. Certainly. Yeah.
I'll be there in a minute. I'll be there in a minute.
I think the logical thing to do would be to use our ship phasers. To
wait, it has those?
They do.
God damn it.
To use our ship phasers to knock down. I don't want to kill him. I think ship phasers would kill the guy that's.
Oh, yeah. I'll blow him up.
Let's kill him.
So I think we should create a diversion like by knocking down some trees behind him.
Love it. Yeah.
So that way
a tree falling on him will be fine.
All right. That's. Okay. So that's a challenge difficulty of one.
Okay. So what do I need to do now?
Tell
me, nerds.
So I believe that would
be... So this you get to pick...
maybe it'd be science and...
I feel
probably
like
science and security. Science. I mean, it's still your ability to use weapons.
Security is a skill.
So you can only use an attribute and a skill, so...
Oh, God damn it, I keep doing that.
And science?
Control and science, yeah.
Yeah, it's the same as phaser.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's control and security.
That's a control and security, but in I would think because she's trying to make a... specific targeted, trying to divert them, it'd be a science sort of role.
Okay. Cool.
I have one success.
So you nailed it.
No, it's 5, 15, so you have two successes.
Oh, sorry. Oh, I don't know how this works yet, but I'll figure it out. Okay, great.
And it was a difficulty of one.
It was a difficulty of one.
So we get one momentum.
You get a momentum.
Hell yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Which you guys can draw from next turn.
Great.
So it blasts three here, and you see the guy holding the phaser, like, look at it, getting gets really scared, and he's slowly backing away.
Oh, is that
from
what they do?
And he starts backing away from the ship and looking at you.
Okay.
Okay,
guy with the club, last one standing there, is going for Geiger.
Did he get up?
No, there's one still there and
the
one
guy
laying
the
down.
The club was not freaked out by that tree exploding.
Yeah,
he's fighting for his life.
This is all happening. Right?
I'm gonna
because there's one standing, one laying down. The one that died, I erased.
I'm gonna burn a momentum to get an extra die.
Yeah.
Wait, who died?
The one you hit.
You
well, he's not dead.
That guy?
You hit him in the throat.
Technically, I don't think it's Star Trek. He's supposed to be dead. He's knocked out.
He's out of the fight. He flipped over a rock or something. This is bravery
and security. Yes.
Oh my God. Oh, man.
Don't worry, two failures.
Three failures. So tie goes to you, actually.
Oh, my gosh. You guys are getting torn up. Yeah. So he's using his club.
Hanor is not a fighter. He's a lover and a thinker.
You guys shouldn't have just blasted out the side of the...
Well, he blasted out. I waltzed out.
I am just following the values that are written down on my character sheet.
Nine strain.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I am knocked out.
Oof.
Oh, no.
All right.
So he hits me in the club, and I go, whoa, and I hit the side of the shuttle, and I fall forward.
Is it Yolan's
turn? Yeah.
Well,
it is.
Do something with this tree momentum we established.
When Hanor hit the ship, that sent me into a blind rage. And so I raise my phaser up at the one that's not knocked down, and I'm going to shoot him.
All right. So that's a challenge difficulty of two.
Okay.
And it is your control plus security.
Mm-hmm.
And it's uncontested, right? I don't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
No, yeah, it's not uncontested.
One success.
Wait, what was your other roll there?
20.
So a 20 is a complication.
Yes.
So that actually adds a threat for you that you can use to make the scene worse.
Okay.
Oh my
God. It's like a negative. 20
is the very beginning.
We're all going to die.
20, this is the instruction part of the game where we're just supposed to learn combat and you're getting your butts kicked.
Star Trek adventures are bad news.
That's right.
You don't want to roll 20s in Star Trek adventures.
Well, did.
Okay. So now I have a complication. I don't have to use it right now, right?
You do not. You do not.
Okay.
You have a success.
But I have to use it by the end, just like momentum?
It's just like momentum.
Okay.
It's a complication to the scene.
Got it.
So it could mean like he shot something and it bounced off of him and hit a tree that fell on the shuttle, or it could like...
Yes, that's exactly what happens because he loves the shuttle so much.
Yeah.
So he misses and he hits this giant tree right in the face of it. It falls and crashes on top of the shuttle.
You don't get anything for the success?
Well, nothing. It was two. It was a challenge rating of two, so he still failed.
God. Yeah.
So the tree fell on
the
fucking
fell
shuttle?
On the ship.
Yeah, yeah, because you missed.
No!
this guy is so scared at this time, he runs away.
Oh, the guy with the phaser?
The guy with the phaser runs. He doesn't understand what's happening around him.
Yeah.
Does he drop the phaser?
No.
Oh, he's still out there with a phaser somewhere.
Okay. There's one left.
There's two up, aren't there?
There's one up, one laying down.
There are three guys. There's one that's knocked out completely. There's one that's knocked down, and then there's one that you just shot at.
Right, but I missed.
And he's still there?
He's still there, and there's a guy laying on the ground.
He's a guy laying on the ground.
Well, the guy laying on the ground is out of the picture, right?
No, he's still in.
He can get up, which he will do next turn. He's like, ah!
So we're dealing with three people.
Yeah.
Two now.
Two.
One ran away. One
knocked one out.
One is standing there. He's looking pretty scared because that tree just fell, but he's kind of fighting for his life at this point.
Okay.
And then there's one on the ground who's just super confused.
Yeah. All right, well, I'm going to hit him.
The one on the ground?
No, the one standing.
Go for it.
All right.
All right, so that's contested.
Yeah, melee.
He just killed the guy with his hand.
My melee seems to work pretty well.
Yeah, so. you're Kirk, man. You just punch everybody out. So bravery.
Do that thing where he just puts his hands together.
The Kirk hammer.
Yeah. That works for some reason.
So you're 9, or no, that's
bravery
mine. Bravery and security.
Right? So yep. I got to get under 15.
Yep.
And two successes.
Two nice. Successes as well.
Oh,
so tie
goes to me.
I believe Shit. That's true. I hope
we've been playing it that way.
Yeah,
it's too late to go back.
I am
now.
Definitely out.
Oh, you are out. Yeah. We won't tell you how many points it was. It was a lot. But bam! You're knocked to the ground.
You're the worst captain figure.
Hey,
ever.
I got one of them.
The other one gets up. They're both looking at you two now.
No.
And they're like checking out the inside of the ship, very confused. They're scared to step inside of it, so they're just standing. Both looking super concerned right outside the doorway.
Is it, so I'm up?
Sure.
All right, I'm going to ask Yolen to create a diversion by just, like, jumping towards them. So that way I can go and nerve pinch one of them from behind and put it down to the ground.
So can we attack in tangent?
Yeah, you guys can both go run at them. Okay. There's two of them. So it'd be like one-on-one, but at the same time.
What the other two don't know is that we have a secret handshake, and so we do this at this moment.
So I look at you and with the secret handshake.
Yeah. So in the case of a tie play, your characters break ties in favor of non-player characters unless the game master spends 1 point of threat.
So we've been doing it backwards?
I think so.
Oh. Well, it's okay.
It's fine. I'm still at. I don't care.
That's okay.
We're playing. Right, so we're playing this combat time. This way. Yeah. We'll figure it out from here.
So, which one are you going for? The guy? They're both standing.
I need you to jump.
You going left or right?
I need you to jump on the one on the right. And when the guy on the left looks at you, I'm going to jump behind him and Vulcan nerve pinch him so he drops to the ground.
Okay,
love it.
Okay, let's hope to God, which a God I don't believe in, because I'm a Vulcan, that this works.
Right before we jump, so I say under my breath, I'm always loved you.
And I say, what?
And I say, I was talking to the ship.
Yeah, that's logical. That makes sense.
So let's roll first to see how well you provide a distraction. I think, again, difficulty level of 1.
Okay. So what is that going to be?
Bravery and con? No. Command?
What? How are Security. You? How are you doing the distraction?
Security, yeah.
Unarmed strike.
Oh, okay.
Like,
okay, yes. Yeah, but you're not even trying to hit. You're just trying to distract. Yeah. So yeah, so bravery and security.
Okay,
I would actually say if you could also use presence, like
my bravery is bigger.
Then I'd do that. Yeah. Yeah.
Two successes.
Yeah, so that gets you a momentum point. So we got to make sure because it was a difficulty of 1 and you got an extra 1.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So you've put that in the bank. So you can use that when you do your Vulcan nerve pinch.
Yeah. I think I am going to use it because we seem to be having a really tough time.
Yes.
So I go off to the right.
Yeah.
And kind of like jump around.
Yeah.
And then the guy on the right follows me.
Yeah
he follows. Right? And then the other guy swerves around, right, to look at that.
Yeah, he's looking.
Okay.
Yeah. And then you're going
to
reach and
I'm
going
to jump out and I'm going to pinch the shit out of him.
Hell do yeah. It.
So that's also still against, even if he's distracted. Yeah, why not?
You could.
I'll say it's 1. You only got one. He only has 1 die because he's distracted.
So I can use presence, right? Presence and security.
No, for this, this is melee.
Oh, so.
So it's still going to be bravery and security.
Okay.
But then you have whatever the Vulcan nerve pinch is probably a ton of damage.
They may use nerve science instead of security.
Ah.
Oh.
So
then that's what I'm going to do.
Bravery and science.
Then I'm going to do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it's bravery and science because you're a Vulcan. And of course, it should be. That makes a lot of sense.
You know exactly where to pinch.
Yeah.
For that nerve.
Do I need to know about these numbers in here? Is this nerve pinch melee?
If you hit.
If you hit him.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
And you're using. Wait, are you using your momentum?
Yeah. Yes.
So you got 3 die.
Give me a 3.
Here you go.
Okay.
Fail.
I did fail.
What was your thing?
No, I got one.
7 plus 5 is 12.
Yes.
So you got 2 successes.
2 successes.
God damn it. I'm never going to figure that out.
Don't worry about it.
Pretend that I know. Someone else do the math for me.
Okay. It was a difficulty of 1, right?
Yeah.
So you got another momentum.
You got a momentum.
Awesome.
And it totally worked.
Yeah. Right.
So
he's dropped. He's to the ground.
Well, so he does. So that does 7 CD. So that's 7 of these.
He better be dropped.
4, 5, 6, 7. So, that's, so roll all that and add it up.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I feel so powerful right now.
That's a hell of a move.
7.
Oh. So 7, 8, 11, 14, 24.
You knocked them out big time.
Yeah, he's so knocked out.
He just walks right up.
So he's knocked out. The last one remaining is so scared, he just books it.
Yay!
For the hills.
We've all right. Won the day.
All right. So the scene has just officially ended.
Yep.
Right. So we're into a new scene. All the stress is cleared from anybody who had any stress who's not injured.
Oh, okay.
So
we're
now.
Good.
Yeah.
Now two of you are injured.
So me and Chris are laid the F out.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
I'm slumped against the shuttle, the trill in my body, trilling.
Yeah. This is what happens when you act rationally and without logic.
I mean, that's.
And you're splayed out on the ground.
Is.
Butt up in the air.
Well, I mean,
like an infant.
Yeah. An
okay, so now your options are to one of you guys can try to heal them
right
through surgery, right?
Right, because we didn't get they weren't attacking to stun us, mm-mm, right?
No, that's a special thing with this this type of character right is that they were aggressive and fearful.
Right. If they had tried
the
to stun us.
The Neanderthals only ever attack to kill.
So if they had tried to stun us, we would be healed at the speed of plot, basically.
We'd yes
be fine
we
after the scene
we would have
over
woken yes up at the end of it. Right.
But we are hurt.
Dying, yeah.
Thank you for putting yourself in danger as the only doctor, by the way.
Yeah.
Really appreciate that.
That really did not think that one through, did I?
Well, it looks like it's up to me then. Because
yes
I've probably am the smartest person on this entire ship.
Excuse yes me.
Well, you're the only one that went into anything with a plan. So
I slyly told her that plan.
He did, actually, to be fair.
So that's a reason and medicine task.
What would the difficulty level?
The difficulty is 2.
It's all yeah, it would always be 2,
we
right?
We still have 1 momentum to spend from this scene.
We're pretty close in both reasons.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Well.
So this momentum would still be there.
So this is still there. It would probably pass out by the time we are done with
trying to help everybody.
But this is still part of the scene. It doesn't phase away.
That's correct.
So we have like a rollover on momentum.
True.
And, yeah. And, yeah.
The
I did say the scene was over, but you guys are right.
Yeah. The other thing is that we all have.
Okay, game master.
You're great,
I
yeah,
am.
I was like, you're a good game master.
We all have.
I'm learning too.
We all have 3 determination points to spend.
Okay.
Which count
as
automatic.
As another automatic.
Which
is
automatic. Now would probably. Well, again, this is all up to you, Lindsay.
Right.
But now might be a good time to spend a determination.
I can help too.
Well, yeah.
I don't know.
All right.
I'm only 1 down on her.
I mean, my recommendation if I was alive.
So you can't make this.
Yeah,
no,
I guess
I
would.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Would be
quiet,
to recover. Would to be recover me, and then I could recover.
Yeah. Well, obviously, yeah, that's the logical thing to do.
Save bones first.
Save bones first.
Yeah. Bones.
Stabilize bones.
All right, they're down and out.
All right,
we gotta get this tree off of her.
All in due time.
Help me.
I believe that we need to save the doctor first.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thanks.
Okay, yeah. So that is, what was it again, Chris?
It is a reason and medicine for a surgery task.
Yes, with a difficulty of 2, and you have a momentum to use that gives you an extra die.
Definitely mm-hmm going to use that sweet, okay, sweet momentum.
And if you want, you can use a determination can you only use 1 at a time?
You can only use 1.
Yeah, so you could use a determination also to guarantee 1 success.
I think I'm...
Do
well,
it.
What happens when I use that?
It's gone.
It's gone.
Yeah.
Forever?
Mm-hmm. No, until the next session.
Right.
Oh,
we
great.
Can't...
I'm going to use it then.
Yeah.
Until so we. Yeah, but not. And to be clear, next gaming session. So if we got back to play again, you'd get 3.
Yeah.
So you won't get it back at all for the
unless
for the duration
to
of today.
Yeah. Unless fine. You give us 1.
Unless right. I give you 1 for great role playing.
I think yeah. this is. I think it's
so this is an
it.
Extra die, and this is already counts as a success. So that's an automatic
success
for you.
So you don't need to roll.
You can roll the other 3 using this.
This.
Okay.
So you only really need 1 success out of these 3,
correct,
and you've saved the doctor.
But you do want to get more successes if possible, because then I can use that momentum to heal him.
Yes.
Well, here goes nothing.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Rousing success.
How many successes?
Three.
Four
total?
Yeah. So we get
so three momentum on that.
Four total? We get two momentum.
Two momentum, yeah.
Whoa, so we gain momentum.
Yeah.
After spending momentum?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like sourdough.
Yeah, yeah. So
which
I'm
that
up.
Is a really cool mechanic.
That is actually a pretty deep mechanic.
So yeah. So I'm up and what
Welcome back, Doctor.
We'll explain all soon time. Help me get this tree off the ship.
No. We really actually need to heal the captain.
Oh, the captain?
I mean, whoever this ensign. Dude is.
Oh, it's ensign.
None of us know our assignments yet.
I push myself off the shuttle.
Oh, thank God.
And go over to the ensign and perform
Theorist.
Some medicine. And I'm going to spend a momentum. Get an extra die here, and it is, what is it, is reason and medicine?
So yeah, that sounds right.
So I need to roll.
Yes. And two successes.
I absolutely do succeed.
Great.
With three, so I get an extra.
One extra.
Bonus there.
And you bring them back.
We got to just keep getting hurt just a bit and healing.
Well, we're going to lose all of this by the end of the
As soon as you start leaving the shuttle. Yeah. Or
okay, we
got
to think of something cool to do then. Mm-hmm.
All right, yeah. So you jump up. Feeling good?
Did I get him? I got him, right? Did I get him?
You definitely got them, sir.
Oh.
Even
Wait,
you're
why are you calling
me
sir? We're all ensigns. We're all the same rank.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I feel you're very much the alpha here, and I'm very deferential. All right,
if we're done grabbing dicks, let's get this tree up.
Never mind. I have the new alpha. Yes, sir.
We can roll to see if we get the tree off.
I would love to.
Do you want to burn the last two momentum on this?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, might as well. Yeah. But you can only spend, I think, one momentum per task?
No, you have a limited... You can only get up to four die.
Oh, okay. That's right.
Yeah.
So yes.
You're right.
So burned.
While y'all are doing that, I'm going to look around for signs of other enemies.
Okay.
In
smart.
The vicinity.
Cool. All right.
So what we're going to do is we're going to use the propulsion system to kind of back it out of it.
Control.
Yeah.
Because it'd be very specific flying. Yeah.
That's fine. I'll do four and nine.
Okay. Challenge of three.
One, two, three successes.
Nice. So the ship like rocks forward.
Right.
Now this ship is barely operating at this mm-hmm. point. It's got a huge tree on top of it. One of the engines in the back went out. So it's like and it pops out. Tree falls to the ground.
Great job, Ensign.
I feel like we should go in and check.
Thank you, Ensign.
I feel like we should go in and check the readings on the planet and see if we can figure out where those other two assailants scurried off to.
Okay. Oh, you're looking for vengeance.
Well, we need to figure out where the distress call was coming from and if they were part of the distress call. Mm-hmm. Is it not logical?
It's very logical.
It's very logical.
Okay, so you go onto the ship.
Oh, question. Is that a Neanderthal that we knocked out still there?
Yes.
Oh, great.
Well,
wait. Can I change my course of action then?
I want to take a tricorder and a biology check on him.
Oh, God. Great.
With my science and reason.
Is he circumspect?
Oh, is he circumspect?
Circumspect.
Yeah. That's the first thing I do. I pull down his pants a little bit.
Oh, it's a Jewish.
Oh, he's a Jewish Neanderthal.
Okay. Oh, you can also check out the ship and see if you can repair it.
Great.
By the way.
I will.
Okay, so you check out the
Neanderthal.
So it's going to be either reason plus science or reason plus medicine with a difficulty of two.
I'm going to do a reason plus science, and can I add my biology focus on him for this?
Since
I'm just trying to figure out what his deal is.
Yes, of course.
So that's a 12 plus...
Duh, I thought of that.
That's a 12 reason and a 4 science and then a 3 biology, so that is a lot.
Yeah.
19.
So 19.
Challenge
of difficulty of two. Wow, I'm glad that I rolled exactly a 19 and a 13, so I'm glad I...
You got it, right?
So I got it, yeah.
All right, cool. You recognize that the genetic makeup is human.
Dun, dun, dun.
So I'm on my knees, like, scanning him with the tricorder, and I look back. He's a human.
What is Soylent Green?
And then something that you can't figure out.
Hey, were you talking about Soylent Green over there?
Yeah.
Classic late 20th century piece of media. I'm going to look for more of these guys.
Something must have happened that caused their genes to revert back to their evolutionary ancestors.
This is like a weird island of Dr. Moreau.
It seems
not familiar with that one.
Does the life signs of this, or former life signs of this Neanderthal, can I tell if he was a Starfleet officer?
No.
Okay.
Not with what you have available.
Okay, so...
But with his clothes.
Would his skull shape be different or something?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I just wanted to see if he was
a prominent brow.
I didn't know if it was like
clearly
a Neanderthal.
Not an enlisted man.
If he's a Neanderthal, like, wearing the Starfleet's clothes, or he's a Starfleet officer that was.
Well, he just said the genes went down.
Yeah. Okay. So
he was
devolved.
He was evolved.
Is it possible for me to emerge from the ship and mind meld with him to figure out what his
past
was?
How does mind meld work?
It's telling me it's a control and scientist task with a difficulty of one, which can be opposed by an unwilling participant, but
that's
you're out, so it doesn't even matter. So this is like the old DR, date rape.
Oh, God. Jesus.
Oh, my God. Sorry, guys.
Well, yeah.
We're going to have fun.
Yeah.
This is going to be fun.
I'm very careful in circumstance.
Okay.
The link goes both ways, and it's a tiring process for the character. So it can result in pain, disorientation, and lingering emotional or behavioral difficulties for me.
Cool.
That's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
I'm okay with that.
If you want to do it, if you want to take those risks.
Yeah.
Especially if you fail, that's what's going to happen to you.
Okay. So I'm using control, which is a 10, and I'm using sciences.
Can
I add 2 to it with biology since it's on a person?
Yeah.
Yes.
Fuck yeah.
What about anthropology since it's an older...
You can only use one focus.
Yeah, you can only use one.
Right. But anthropology is 3. I'm trying to help you out.
I'm trying to give it a higher.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with a 2 just because.
Feels more right.
Feels right.
Okay, go for it. Right. And it's a challenge difficulty of 1, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Whoa. Did I go way over? Did I fail?
What is yours? What was it? Control. Control plus.
Are there 20s there?
17.
Yeah, there 17. So I got
so you
one.
Success.
You got one success, but you got a 20, so there's a complication.
Right? Oh, man. Okay, so it is definitely going to result in an extreme emotional distress for you.
Uh-oh. Do we have a Counselor
Troy
being here?
Emotional.
Yeah, exactly. And you don't know how to... You're like Spock in that episode from season 2 where like emotion starts like taking him over a little bit.
And so he's a little disoriented.
Is that the one where he goes into heat?
Yes.
Okay.
And he gets real irritable.
He gets real irritable, but in order to do that, I have to go inside myself and like be quiet for a while to gain control of my emotions. So I'm going to be like out of range for a little bit.
Okay.
So what do I learn?
You'll just get real irritated when people try to talk to you.
But what am I learning in the mind meld?
So you see from the perspective of this person, right?
Yeah.
They are moving like a normal human would. Even you see around what looks like a science outpost. Clouds form in the sky. Very bright light happens. Mind meld.
What have you learned, Ensign?
Hold on, I'm going to catch my breath.
No, tell us now. Come on.
Lindsay literally jumped when you did that.
I press my hand to Yolin's chest. Oh, no, I don't touch you. But I come close
hover,
to it.
Hover.
I come close to it. I hover in front of it and calm down, Ensign.
Wait, have you been intimate with him yet?
No, you have not been intimate.
All right.
Yeah.
Because just make sure.
He does not know that I'm careful.
You got to go through that chicken and egg scenario in order to touch him.
Yeah.
I saw what appeared to be this man. He is a human, and it looked like he was at an outpost that belonged potentially to something like Starfleet.
Maybe a member of the science team.
Yeah, well, that's probably where we got the distress call from.
Well.
But they weren't saying, like, ugh, ugh, ooh, ooh.
No, they were saying normal human words. We all heard it. And did you hear ugh, ugh, ooh?
No, I'm saying... I'm a little bit behind you.
You
right
guys
now.
Have no idea. You guys have no idea what you're talking about. Look,
I mean, how do you know that's what they say? We didn't hear any of them speak.
The people we just encountered, or the people we encountered on the message.
Well, all right. To be fair, I was knocked out.
Right.
Theodorus, you are driving me insane.
Oh, sorry.
And I don't want to snap your neck because I don't know what's going to happen to me right now. I'm out of my mind. So I am going to go chill out for a while. But I really suggest that you guys go find where those other 2 Neanderthals went.
I believe we should heed the ensign's warnings.
Wait, which ensign?
obviously me.
Okay.
The most important ensign in the room right now.
We're all very
important.
Brother. I forgot that I'm with 2 of the...
All right,
you guys
are really... you're pissing me off. I'm going to go take a break.
All right. Thanks for listening.
Remember to give us a review on iTunes, and we'll read them on the show. Or follow me on Twitter at PatLikesToTweet, because Facebook is for noobs. If you feel like it, you could follow Patrick Winiger at Patrick Winiger. It's spelled like vinegar, but with a W. So, in the immortal words of Patrick, and once or twice from Jean-Luc Picard, let's see what's out there.